Now, a rally to protest against flags put up in South Belfast takes place tonight. It's been called the Respect Shared Space Rally. The move comes in the wake of a number of flags, including UVF 1912 flags, appearing in a mixed housing development off the Ravenhill Road. The flags have been erected in development, which is part of the Together Building United Communities programme. The programme, according to the Stormont Executive, is a commitment to improving community relations. The Loyalist blogger, Jamie Bryson, is with us today. Mr. Bryson, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the SDLP MLA, Claire Hanna, good morning to you, Claire.
Morning.
Good morning. So when you call this, Mr. Bryson, as you did, I'm not sure when you did it, presumably you did it on a blog last night, you said that this is about hatred of unionism. What do you mean?
Well, absolutely. When you look at the poster advertising this event, it contains a picture of three flags, all of which are legal flags. And I should point out, for the first time this week, I'm glad we actually have a media outlet being clear that this is a UVF 1912 flag. And the logic of that is that it's legal. So I'm glad we've moved away from some of the fake news that these are illegal flags. But when this event has been called...
quite a few people, a UVF flag is a UVF flag, whether it says 1912, 2012, or 112 on it.
Well, let's not deal in perception or what people think. Let's deal with the facts in law. And the fact in law is that it is a legal flag. But nevertheless, the union flag...
Tell me this, Jimmy, just around that before we move on. Why put up a 1912 flag?
Well, you'd have to ask the individual people that put that up.
You're justifying it.
Well, I'm justifying it because it's legal. It is a legal flag.
But why would if it is not to celebrate present day UVF, why put it up at all?
Well, I would be almost certain that the UVF 1912 flags are put up to commemorate just that, the UVF in 1912.
Why put it up?
If somebody wanted to put a flag up to commemorate the modern UVF, they would put up a flag with UVF 1966, 1969 on them. Yeah. I haven't seen any of them. But moving on from that...
Well, no, let's not move on from that just yet. Okay. And then we'll move on from that. But, you know, maybe if it was going up in, I don't know, 2012, 100 years on, some people might think, well, that's to commemorate the 100th anniversary. Why on earth would they go up in June 2017?
Well, you know, are you only allowed to commemorate anniversaries, you know, every 100 years, or is there a set sort of landmark that you're allowed to commemorate them, you know? Because if that's a logic, Sinn Féin have memorials to the hunger strikers almost every year, so should they only have an anniversary in 100 years or 35 years? So it's an absolutely absurd logic. The fact is that this is a lawful flag. It has the same status in law as the Union flag, as the Ulster flag, or any other legal flag. So the poster for this event contains three flags: the Union flag, the Ulster flag, and a lawful UVF commemorative flag. Therefore, what is the purpose of this event? It is to protest against lawful flags, lawful expressions of unionist culture. And who has come together to organise this? It appears to be Sinn Féin, the SDLP, and the Alliance Party. And the reason for, it's quite ironic, especially for the Alliance Party, that we find that devoid of any influence at Westminster, devoid of any seats in a cul-de-sac at the talks, that these three parties now come together to play street politics, to agitate on cultural issues such as flags and bonfires.
So the poster, the poster boy for protests, that was you. You were the union flags protest poster boy.
Absolutely.
You're now having a go at people protesting.
Well, that is why it is so ironic, because the same people that spent years slating myself and people who protested in relation to the union flag now find themselves in a position where they are devoid of any political influence, as unionism is over at the seat of power in Westminster, negotiating for effectively a de facto coalition government. The Alliance Party, the SDLP and Sinn Féin have resorted to playing street politics about flags, about bonfires. Look at the social media accounts of the activists of these parties. They're not talking about health, about education, about the budget. They're talking about cultural issues, flags.
Okay. Claire?
It's an attack on unionism.
Well, I haven't organised the event, I have to say, but I can understand it's born out of very deep frustration. And I know huge numbers of people contact me every year, and I presume all the other parties as well, particularly about the Ormo Road, about the fact that the flags go up and that there's no action from the PSNI, and I can understand their hands being tied, but there's no political leadership from Stormont and a complete failure to regulate it. So I have to say, I wouldn't be somebody who would instinctively combine identity issues with a street event, but I can understand the very deep frustration. And I think the UVF flag, and I'm not even going to really entertain the idea that it's a wee history lesson for us all and that it's not there to intimidate and to divide people, but I think that was the last straw for many people in what is a uniquely integrated area. And I want to be very clear in terms of regulation of flags, and I brought a debate to the Assembly last September in an attempt to deal with this kind of outside of the heat of the summer and to get a regulatory system. And I think that should involve all of these expressions of identity that have a particular resonance here, and that would include you know, sports flags for events. It would include, for example, the hunger striker banners that do go up on the lower Ormo Road. But I think it is fair to say that this is about, I mean, the Ballinafae neighbourhood is absolutely the most integrated in Northern Ireland, and I think that is why people are so uncomfortable about these flags.
What's going to be happening at this rally?
So many. Well, I have to say, I said it quite genuinely, I haven't been involved in organising it. I know what I'll be turning up as a resident. I live on the Ormo Road, and I'll be there as a resident and as a public representative. But I haven't been involved in it. I presume it'll be comments from some local residents about it, and I assume the you know, people are just trying to express the frustration about the fact that, you know, 20 years on from the Good Friday Agreement, there's been no political leadership. There are fair solutions to regulation on this. There are ways that we can respect the fact.
What difference is this rally going to make, though?
Well, I suspect it's residents kind of then that for years and years contacting their democratically elected representatives hasn't worked. Contacting the PSNI hasn't worked in the case of people who have expressed their discomfort with flags.
Here's the reality, though, Claire. It might put people's backs up. More flags might go up after this rally. You know what Northern Ireland's like.
Like I say, instinctively for me, you know, a street event, but I can understand in a very, very tolerant neighbourhood like Ballinafae, where people of all political backgrounds and none, including loyalists, live cheek by jowl. And it's fair to say, for example, you know, there's a thriving Orange Hall on the Ormo Road, and the parades continue, you know, unmolested and unprotested throughout the year. So this isn't about hating unionism in any way, shape or form, but it is about hating what many people are feeling very uncomfortable and angry about, what many people see as a way to divide this particular neighbourhood and to dominate the public space for months and months and months at a time. And I think, you know, I know whenever I grew up elsewhere in South Belfast on Lisburn Road, and flags went up for a couple of weeks over the 12th of July, and we weren't dying about it, but we appreciated that it was a very important parade route. But the fact that they go up for months and months at a time, and in the case of a UVF flag at a shared neighbourhood, I think that was the last straw for a lot of people.
Jimmy?
Well, Claire, how are you, Claire? Just come back on 2 points. The first point being, Claire, that obviously, do you accept that the UVF, you know, aside from perception, aside from whether you accept it historic or not, do you accept that in law, factually, this is a lawful flag? Do you accept that?
The fact is, the kind of the operational law around this is the 2005 Flags Protocol, because there's been resistance to regulate. And like I say, I tried to bring a debate last year. I know the Alliance Party have attempted regulation, and the SDOP have been supporting and proposing a really well thought out regulation framework for years. At the moment, the police and people like Jamie rely on the 2005 Flags Protocol, but frankly, it's not worth the paper it's written on, because amongst other things, it says that there shouldn't be flags on arterial routes. The flag should go up and down promptly. And I'm not going to engage with the point that it's the UVF flag has nothing to do with the paramilitary organisation that we know today. What was your question about the lawful flag?
I asked you the lawful status. Is it a lawful flag? It's simply yes or no, Claire.
Of course the Union flag is a lawful flag. And if I had
no, the UVF 1912 flag, is it a lawful flag?
I don't believe it is. And I think I'm not running away. This I do have to go. I've got some childcare and duty to do here. But the fact is, everybody knows what it's designed to do. And if you really wanted to educate people, maybe go and give them a subscription to the History Channel or something. But I think putting a UVF flag up outside their house, a house that everybody who lives in that shared neighbourhood has signed up to a protocol on not intimidating their neighbours.
It's designed to divide. Claire, I know you need to go. Jimmy, maybe you can stay for a few more moments. The reality is this is a Teabuck area, together building a united community. The documents within that, the shared space community, the executive's documents basically said the following. 81%, this is according to the Northern Ireland Life and Times 2010, which is in that Teabuck, 81% of people do not support the flying of flags in their own neighbourhood. Nobody wants these flags.
Well, Claire and the others who support Teabuck can't have it both ways, because you can't, because Teabuck is a policy. It's not legislation, it's not law, so it's effectively an aspiration, it's not enforceable. So, Claire and others who support that strategy can't have it both ways. You can't on one hand turn around, as Claire has done, and say that the flags protocol, which is policy, which is an aspiration, is not worth the paper it's written on, but we must abide by Teabuck, every single line and dot. So it's all or nothing. If these policies are to be enforced, well, put them into legislation.
Jimmy, do you think people in that area want UVF flags outside their door? Do you really think they want UVF flags outside their door, well, with a little 2012 in the corner?
I struggle with the narrative being pushed by the media, which is all around and isolating and highlighting the UVF 1912 flag, because the fact is there's a number of flags. There's Union flags, there's Ulster flags, the UVF 1912 flags. They all take on the same status. So what this debate is about the flying of lawful flags. No, it's not.
This debate is about a UVF flag.
A legal flag. Do you accept that? Do you accept that it's a legal flag?
Brian and Lumpeg. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. It's interesting to see that Jamie now puts into his broad remit of interest of a legal expert. For the last lot of days, he's been talking about this UVF flag being a legal flag. May I just remind Jamie that if you fly a flag off a structure without permission of the owner of that structure, regardless of the flag, it is illegal. If you fly the flag off a lamppost without the authorization of the owners of those lampposts, the flag is illegal. He keeps trying to push this idea that this UVF flag is a legal flag. It is not a legal flag. It is not a legal flag of Northern Ireland, so it is not a legal flag regardless of where it's flown.
Okay, let me just explain that to you and tell you how you're wrong. First and foremost, when you're dealing if a flag in of itself is legal or illegal, how that is measured is in relation to the Terrorism Act. If it's promoting an organisation which is irrespective, we're talking about flags in general.
Yes, on the flag in general. A flag is not legal if it's flown off a structure without the owner's permission, regardless of the flag. In fact, if you want to take it to the full extent of the law, the Union Jack flown off the lamppost is illegal because it does not have the owner of the structure's permission, regardless of what you spout, Mr. Bryson. You're not an expert in any field other than self-promotion.
Okay, if you could just be quiet 2 minutes and let and
no, this is called.
Hold on. I think we've got to let him.
I think
we've got to let him respond, Brian.
Okay, first and foremost, as I was saying, you just give me a bit of space to make the 2 points. The first one being that a flag, if it is promoting a prescribed organisation, which UVF 1912 flag isn't, then the flag in of itself and flying it would be illegal. Secondly, what do you say about flying it off structures? It's just simply incorrect, because the DRD property is governed by the Roads Northern Ireland Order Section 87, and it only makes reference to advertising signs. It doesn't make any reference to flags whatsoever. Therefore, it is essentially a loophole. So I'm sorry, it is not.
It's actually a loophole. So
put a flag.
The legal expert.
Not a legal,
for goodness sake, what is this, an episode of Ironside or something? The point is not whether there's some type of legal loophole. The point is, in a shared space, do you accept, Jamie, that a UVF flag is not welcome?
No, I don't accept that, because it's a lawful flag. I don't accept that if we get to the point of saying lawful flags aren't welcome in a shared space.
So you
then,
don't think
then what defines a shared space?
So you don't think a UVF flag may intimidate people, really? Out of your own mouth, you don't think it will intimidate people,
Stephen? You're promoting fake news, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to make the UVF and align this flag to the contemporary UVF to talk about intimidation and to talk about paramilitary activity, and you're trying to make that connection. The fact is that there isn't that connection. This is a historical UVF 1912 flag, which is entirely legal. I keep making the same point over and over again, and the point about, well, it's legal to put it on lampposts, not that this. You had a caller who came on who put himself forward and come off with all these comments.
Let's smoke this out.
Which are just factually incorrect.
Well, let's just smoke this out, because I'll refer you now to an Irish news story where they say the family of a man believed to have been killed by UVF hitman Wesley Somerville has called on the PSNI to remove a banner glorifying him. The banner was recently put up on a lamppost in Moygashel near Dungannon, alongside another one paying tribute to Mid Ulster UVF. Would you condemn the flying of those banners on lampposts?
Well, I think we're into a different matter there, because obviously that could be construed as relating to a contemptibly described organisation.
So answer it. Would you condemn the flying of those banners on lampposts? Look, let's just smoke you out this morning, Mr. Bryson.
Well, I don't know why you would use the analogy of smoking me out, because my views are well known.
So tell us, would you condemn the flying of a banner celebrating hitman? UVF hitman Wesley Somerville.
Well, look, if it's good enough for the post deputy first minister of this country to go on and celebrate the deeds of a murderous IRA unit in East Tyrone without condemning it, then I think it's a bit ludicrous if you'd be thinging me on the radio asking me to condemn incidents.
So you do support? I didn't know
Wesley Somerville. I never met him. He wasn't alive when I was alive.
Sure.
It's ludicrous to ask me to condemn that. But we have this all the time. You know, the media on many programs that I'm on continuously ask me about these conflict-related events, and I have the same standard answers. So I don't know why anybody would.
Well, here's the reason why this is relevant.
Going to change.
Here's the reason why this is relevant, Jimmy. You're trying to keep the conversation this morning around the fact that the UVF flag. On the Armour Road and elsewhere, and this shared space that we've been talking about this morning, is not present-day UVF. But that's kind of irrelevant, because given your response to UVF hitman Wesley Somerville, if it was present-day UVF, you would still support the flying of it.
No, I didn't say that. I said you asked me to condemn it, and I said I wasn't condemning it. That's not what we're talking about. Actually, what we're talking about, if you listen back to how you introduced your programme, what we're talking about is what I've called and deemed an essentially anti-unionist event being organised tonight to protest and agitate against expressions of lawful unionist culture in what would have been a traditionally unionist area, in an attempt to heighten tension and agitate.
John in North Belfast supports you. Good morning, John.
Oh, yeah, I would support him. And I'll tell you why I'd support him, because I think this protest will go even further. But East Belfast are shortly holding their 1st of July parade, May 12th, which goes straight past that area. So it's funny, very funny, there's all of a sudden there's a protest group. Does that mean that road will be closed to the Loyal Orders? And regarding that shared space, Stephen, you did a story, I think it was 2 years ago, about a shared space Apex housing on the Mill Road at the old Feldman complex. Before a brick was even put down, tricolours went up everywhere, slogans on walls, kill all Huns, no prods welcome. No Protestants moved into that area. So it's very rich from the SDLP and the Alliance and Sinn Féin to ignore that fact and push this one.
John, thank you. Don, next morning, Don.
Morning.
Go ahead, Don.
I've just never heard so much rubbish from blogger Jamie Bryson about lawful or legal. It's completely wrong. There is nothing lawful about putting anything on lampposts or public furniture.
He's quoted it.
It's not unlawful either. I didn't know that he was now legally qualified, but it is not lawful to put anything on public lampposts. An example last year was, I think it was a councillor had put up notices warning people about burglaries in the area and to be alert, and he was ordered under a legal provision. I don't have it in front of me, but
it would be the advertising section 87 of the Northern Ireland Order, section 87, which makes specific reference to advertising signs. So he was probably ordered to take it down under that provision of posters, and obviously posters for elections are governed under electoral law. And so flags actually aren't covered in those Northern Ireland Order. So
as you know, as we know, to attach anything to public lampposts. Secondly, this person talking has obviously no mandate or authority. It's his opinion, it's his view about paramilitary flags and things, and that's his.
It's not a paramilitary flag.
It doesn't make it any more lawful. Doesn't make it any more lawful or legal. As a resident of South Belfast, I will be going to this rally. It's in a park, I understand, because the residents are so frustrated and have had enough of their area being destroyed.
Well, Jimmy says that rally is about hatred of unionism.
Well, it's a load of rubbish. I mean, for goodness sake, if he chooses to interpret it as that, that's matter for him. But as residents of South Belfast, and many, many residents will be there, I don't believe
that. And many more won't.
Bryson is a resident of South Belfast, nor, I understand, are the people who come and put these flags everywhere for months, every year in our areas. So, and we've been very disappointed by the new MP for South Belfast, failed at her first test. It was just, I think, caused so much frustration and upset among the residents that we have to do something to...
Well, what do you want? What do you want her to do? Tell me what you want her to do. It was because she appeared to go down to houses, as far as I understand, over 100 houses, and speak to people, and she gave a fair and balanced view where she said some people don't want these flags, some people are very supportive,
really?
But we don't want to create a fuss.
I think we will wait for a formal and proper consultation to be carried out where people can anonymously and safely give their opinions about what is happening to their areas. Thank you.
Don, thank you. Albert and Glengormley. Morning, Albert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, just listening to that woman, this is what happens. People move into these areas when they know over the 12th of July there's flags and bunting and other material put up to celebrate the Battle of the Boyne on the 12th of July. Ballinafy has an Orange Hall, and the Orange men celebrate that by...
Yes, but these went up in the middle of June.
Putting flags on... Let me finish. And these people move into the area knowing that. Then they basically cause problems by saying, we don't want these. We will not have these. And they talk about a shared space. Who came up with this word of a shared space? The Lower Ormo is not a shared space to unionists. Crumlin Road is not a shared space to unionists. Cavaghi Road is not a shared space to unionists.
Do you want shared spaces, Albert?
No, I don't.
Ah, why not?
I live in an area with nationalists, and in the state I live, flags go up. And
why do you not? Why would you not want?
Go up this week.
Why would you not want a shared space?
Well. Because what happens, Stephen, is, as I said, people move in and the dictators, the village I live in, there's an arch goes up, bunting, flag go up with that arch, basically, and over the last 20 years, we have had trouble with Republicans who've moved into the area to basically say, we don't want that, it's a monstrosity, move it up the road into your own area. You know, they start dictating to me, who's lived in here, in this village, from 1963. I've lived in this village. And basically they come in and they start dictating, you can't do this, you can't do that. And
okay.
That's what's happening over Belfast.
Albert, thank you. Danny, I want to bring in Danny as well. Morning, Danny. Thank you, Albert. Morning, Danny.
Good morning. Is Jimmy still there?
Jimmy's still here, yes. Yeah, Ironside is still here.
Yeah, well, you see, I've just been listening to your programme, and he keeps on about this, it's a legal flag, this 1912 UVF flag. Is that what he's saying?
Is that what you're saying, Mr. Bryson?
Yes.
Well, do you consider the Irish tricolour a legal flag?
Well, the tricolour is a legal flag.
It's a legal flag.
If it's not the Modena organisation described under the Terrorism Act, then whether I like it or not, it's a legal flag.
So if someone requests the Irish tricolour to go up in that area, you're not going to complain about it?
Of course I would complain, because here's the difference. I don't pretend to be neutral. I am one-sided. I am biased. I am a unionist. So this is the problem we have, that many, even some unionists pretend to be impartial and to have an even-handed view. I don't.
I have a one-sided view because I'm a unionist and I believe unionism is right. So well, it's a nonsensical argument to say to me, do I think a tricolour should...
You are taking part in it yourself.
No, I don't. I don't think a tricolour should go up. And I do make that distinction. And I'm a unionist, so yes, I am one-sided,
and I am
biased. So I don't know why you'd be surprised at that. At least I'm just honest enough to say that I'm one-sided.
Well, you just listen for a minute. I have unionist friends. I live in England now, but I've got some very good unionist friends, right? And I do not mind unionists having their flags up or anything. But you would complain about the tricolour go up.
Yes, naturally I would. Of course I would.
The same way, naturally, as
Sinn Féin.
Hold on,
one at a time. One at a time now.
Nationalists complaining about the UVF flag going up.
So I've already made it clear. The difference is Sinn Féin and their ilk think every union flag that goes up is wrong.
I think you need to let them speak, Danny.
So Sinn Féin and other nationalists object to every union flag that goes up, and then they think it's okay to put an Irish tricolour up, and in a very convoluted way they then try and balance that out. Whenever in fact they think it's okay for a tricolour to go up, but they don't want a union flag about the place. But they're not honest enough to say that, so they do it in a very convoluted way and in fancy language. The difference with me is that I am honest enough to say that I don't want a tricolour about the place, and I'm happy enough with union flags to go up. At least I'm honest enough to say that about what I really feel and believe. I don't try and put it in some convoluted way to pretend I'm some impartial crusader for equality.
All right, let's let Danny reply before we go to the news.
Well, listen then, Jamie. I appreciate you being honest enough to say that you're basically a bigot.
No, he didn't say that.
No, I'm saying that.
That's
not something that Mr. Bryson would support, and we don't need to get into that today.
Okay, Danny, thank you very much indeed.
You're withdrawing that. Okay, thank you very much. Jimmy, just before you go this morning, because you're a voice that many in the loyalist community would feel you know what's happening on the ground. I'm looking at the front page of the Belfast Telegraph this morning, and they say exclusive Pace and I probe after 3,000 pallets controversially stored by Belfast City Council for the 12th bonfires are stolen from a depot. And within that article, it's suggesting, so the council were storing some of these pallets, as you know, and now they've been stolen, there are some people suggesting that it should be the council, in other words, taxpayers, who pay to replace the stolen pallets to go on to bonfires. Do you think should?
I haven't read the article on the Belfast Telegraph, so I don't know what... I'm coming at this sort of blind as to what you're saying, but on the very basic point of if the council have entered meaningful and positive engagement with bonfire groups and communities, and the bonfire groups, for their part, have agreed with the council that this material should be stored elsewhere, then I think that the material should be returned to the bonfire groups, because failure to do so would lend almost any positive engagement with statutory organisations as absolutely meaningless and would set us on a very dangerous path.
Yeah.
So I think if the council have taken material, then they should return it. And I don't think
they've taken material, which would ultimately then be on bonfires, which bonfires being illegal fires in the middle of public property.
Well,
so taxpayers would actually be now buying pallets for illegal fires in our towns and cities. Would that not be farcical if we bought pallets?
The first point that you made was in relation to an allegation that those are probe into stolen pallets. Now, the very fact of, and again, I haven't read the articles, so I'm going by what you said, but the very fact that you're saying there is a probe into it means that there has not been any conclusion. So therefore, we don't actually know if the pallets are stolen. There's a probe to try and find out if they are. So it would be unwise to comment on that in the midst of what is clearly a live investigation.
What on earth are you on about?
Well, you have just said there's a probe into stolen pallets. That's what you've told me is in the Belfast Telegraph.
Yes, and I don't think we're in any risk, Jamie, of contempt over stolen pallets
identified.
And you have commented many times about live investigations. Investigations into yourself you've been happy to comment on. So don't be giving me that this morning. Do you think taxpayers should be now buying pallets for bonfires?
Look, I don't know. I don't know the context of this, and it's very convoluted how it's been all put across. And again, I haven't read the Belfast Telegraph. I don't know. So, you know, it's unfair to ask me to comment on something I basically haven't read, and I don't know the context of it.
All right. Rump pull of the Bailey. Thank you very much indeed.